You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome to the political cesspool, or welcome back to the political cesspool. Saturday, September 28th, second hour now upon us. Eddie the Bombardier Miller getting some extended action tonight. We had to give him a segment to cool off there when Peter Stanton called in with his report. Then we took a call from Canada. This show burning up tonight. I tell you, we had some trouble with the website earlier today because of a boost in traffic. This show continues to grow, folks. We're, you know, the people who listen to this show, our audience, the contributors, everybody who is on this team here is part of something very, very special, and it's growing and it's only getting better. Our influence continues to expand, and we have a good time with what we do. The topics that we deal with are so heavy and so important. It's easy to, get mired in the seriousness and the dreariness in many cases of the situations with which we find ourselves, but we're having a very good time tonight. We typically have a very fun life. I mean, we live life, we embrace life, we have robust personalities, and we do the serious stuff, but we also show our true selves to the listeners as well, and that's coming through this evening. Eddie the Bombardier Miller. Keith had a limited engagement with us tonight. He had to get to another get-together with his family. Eddie, I know you want to make a comment about our special guest that we have, Courtney from Alabama. People who go to our blog will know that she is a regular contributor, a regular poster. Say what you want to say, Eddie.
Well, folks, I tell you what. Old Papa might be 66 years old, but he ain't dead. And we got to have a very attractive lady here in the audience. Her name is Courtney, and I think I'm going to nickname her Miss Lana. Because a lot of you older folks out there still remember Lana Turner. And if you're like 55, if you're 50 or better, you'll know how she got discovered. She was discovered in, I forget the name of the drugstore. She's working behind the counter of the drugstore near Hollywood. There was a famous movie producer came in there to get a soda fountain, a cherry Coke. They used to do that in drugstores. Miss Lana Turner, who Mother Nature smiled upon Lana Turner, just like she did Courtney. And she was wearing a nice fitting sweater that day, just like Miss Courtney is tonight. And I'm telling you what, guys out there, I'm telling you what, she would make one hell of a catch. She looks mighty good in a sweater. And that's just, listen, and I'm going to can it now because I'm embarrassing James. Because, you know, I don't know, he's been hanging around these Washington politicians too much. I don't know. But and he's getting all red, man. But Courtney looks a hell of a lot better than James, I'm telling you right now. Guys, I tell you what, let me go take a hot shower. No, a cold shower. I take a hot one if I look at James. I think a cold shower would look at Courtney. But, yeah, all seriousness, what I like about Courtney, not only does she have the looks, guys, but she's got brains. Very sexy, very smart. I love her to death, man. I really do. But, anyway, you're going to be able to hear Courtney coming on pretty soon. And I'll just repeat one more time. She'd make a mighty good catch.
We're sending Eddie to the locker room now, folks. He's done for the night. Eddie. Go get a couple of ice chips out of the freezer in the green room and go get in that. I can't even imagine how Courtney feels after that, because I'm sweating in my chair here after hearing that assessment. We appreciate you. Listen. Sam Bushman. Sam Bushman came into my ear. I have a one-way connection with Sam. I had to say, he's just glad Courtney's not his daughter. But I'm just saying, as far as the assessment is concerned, as far as the assessment's concerned, it would be No, you were no. In all seriousness, we're joking. You were a gentleman, Eddie, and a fair assessment. I think it's, you know, if one thing here, we're forthright. We don't hide our candles under a bushel. We don't mince words. We just give it to you straight between the eyes. And, listen, very complimentary. And all kidding aside, and we get excited here from time to time. But that was a very fair assessment. But we got more things to talk about now, though. And that is And hopefully we can work this one in very quickly. This is another one from the lighter side of the news. Let me hit this before we go to the light stuff. All right, Eddie wants to hit one more thing before we get to the light stuff.
We need to can all that light crap, y'all. But anyway, listen, we were talking about, and Scoop talked about Obamacare is going to kick in, you know. And we were always talking about the law, you know, Blackstone's commentaries on the law, Article 10 of the Constitution, a state nullification, county nullification. Let me tell you what, people. Mao Zedong, and I've said this before, Mao Zedong, amongst others, said that political power, real political power, only comes at the end of a gun barrel. Well, I'm here to tell you, folks, if you think you're ever going to have liberty and freedom and justice without violence, without standing up and fighting like a lion, like a cornered lion, you're dreaming. Liberty does not come without sacrifice. That's been echoed over this. Even if you didn't have people like Thomas Jefferson that said that the tree of liberty must be watered with the blood of the tyrants and the patriots from time to time. And I got pretty close there. You have to say no with this crappy Obamacare. That's just one of 10,000 unconstitutional edicts that have been passed by these clowns in Washington, D.C. There has to be a line in the sand where you have to stand and say, no, 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 I am not going to do it. You send your goons down here, you know, and if you get them back, you might not get as many back as you sent down here. But we're not going to put up with this crap anymore. And you don't have to be a lawyer. You don't even have to be a constitutional lawyer like we got coming on next week. But you have to stand up and you have to say no. And you have to go. Let me tell you something else. If you want to take some action, and I'm going to try to do this with the C4L pretty soon. You get together and you walk in your congressman's office, your senator's office in mass, and you don't be nice like the people of the Campaign for Liberty y'all talking about. You got to be nice. They want to insult them. Be nice, be damned. You get in their face and you really get in their face and you intimidate those suckers and you scare them and you tell them we're not putting up with this crap anymore and we are going to get rid of you if you don't. And I'm going to tell you something else. We're putting your tail on Obamacare. We're putting you on Social Security. We're putting your tail on food stamps. You're not going to come into Washington, D.C. and become a millionaire overnight. And you're not going to serve 2 days there and have this $1 trillion retirement fund. That's what you got to do. It's force, force, force. Peace will never work. It never has worked. It'll never work in the future.
All right, Pappy, one more thing real quick. We're not going to have time. When we get back, we're going to do a rapid fire segment because we really got to make some hay and talk about a variety of stories. We got to get these things worked in tonight. Or we're going to have a log jam next week. But just seconds before break, I want you to have the opportunity, and you wanted to do this. Lisa from Texas, I believe she's from Texas. Just say hello to her right now, another listener who's been emailing you a couple of times in recent weeks with some great comments. Our female listenership, but like the male listenership, I guess. Very astute, very smart. Just say hello.
I'm glad you mentioned it. Lisa, I hope you're listening tonight. I tell you what, I've told you in my email, I've been in the cesspool, I don't know, 7-8 years, and I've had hundreds and hundreds of letters and emails. And I can truthfully say without a hesitation, the email you sent me was the most sincere, most warm and heartfelt email I've ever had in my life. And you'll know what it is, which one I'm talking about. Now, I love you for it. God bless you, dear.
And all the fans as well. When we get back, we're going to take a call. Lots of stories to get to this hour. Stay tuned, folks. It's going to be rapid fire when we return.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Searching, searching, every night and day, if we gotta keep on the run, follow the sun.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Pena on the... After this song...
Ooh, I need your love, babe. Yes, you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe. Just like I need you. Hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. I ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week. Love you.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. One of my favorite Beatles songs right there, 8 days a week. All right, we got Joe from Pennsylvania who we're going to quickly get to before we get to some more stories. Joe, how are you?
Hey, James. How you doing, guy?
Doing great. How are you?
Oh, we're hanging. We're hanging in.
All we can do.
I just wanted to make a comment about the womanly attributes of our race, or the our race's female, I should say, attributes.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Saying that. Yeah, all of our women are beautiful, I have to say.
I agree.
Yeah, that's, you know, there's an outer beauty, and that's certainly is, you know, an attribute, but there's an inner quality that has more to do with, upbringing and education, and that's the real determinant, as far as I'm concerned. The turn on is, the right thinking.
And let me just say, and let me improve upon what Eddie said, and I know Eddie was well intentioned in that first segment. You know, who we have here tonight, it's very much representative of our entire audience. You know, and anyone we've had the chance to meet, young, old, man, woman, our audience has been of the absolute highest caliber. And in all seriousness, I know we were kind of getting carried away and having a little fun in that last segment, but Eddie wanted to convey to the audience.
I really enjoy that. I get a chuckle.
Well, we do. Well, you know, and we make a point to do that because it helps the audience relate to us. The issues that we deal with are so serious, and it's sometimes easy to get just washed away or swept away in the sea of despair that we find ourselves in. So we like to let people know that we have a good time. We have a good time with each other, and we have a good time in life.
We try to do a good job, but we don't let it get us down, you know, win, lose, or draw. But what Eddie was doing in that first segment was certainly conveying to the audience that we certainly have a very beautiful young woman here in the studio tonight. But the real beauty that she brings, as is with all of our audience, is that she's an incredibly respectable Southern belle. I think that would be the best way to describe Courtney. Very respectable, morally sound, and well-educated. A college graduate, I believe, bachelor's or master's? Master's. Master's wow. degree. So both physically and intellectually beautiful. And this is, again, Eddie was playing up on the other thing, perhaps mm-hmm. a little too much. All well-intentioned, of course, but it's great to have, and I agree with you, Joe. I agree with you 100%. It's great to have both, but certainly what's much more important is to have morally sound women and men of strong character and fiber, and we have one in the audience, one in the studio tonight, out of the audience, and we're very grateful for that and very respectful for that, all kidding aside.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, we'll let you get on with the show, and we'll be listening in.
All right, thanks for the call, and thanks for giving us an opportunity to kind of explore that a little bit further. Joe in Pennsylvania. All right, Eddie, back on the clock now. Quick story here. Donuts are racist, if you didn't know that. Donuts are racist. This is a story I think everybody needs to read. We put it up on the blog for that very reason. Yeah, donuts are racist because white people discovered them. No, but Dunkin' Donuts has apologized. Of course, they apologized because one minority was offended of the insensitivity of an advertising campaign in Thailand. Now, the owner of the restaurant, the Dunkin' Donuts franchise in Thailand, certainly did not apologize. They stuck to their guns, but the American Dunkin' Donuts Corporation apologized on behalf of their Thailand affiliate for featuring a woman in blackface makeup to promote a new chocolate-flavored donut. Dunkin' Donuts came under fire. The so-called Human Rights Watch called the advertisements bizarre and racist. There's an advertisement in Thailand that came out earlier this month that promotes a new flavor called the charcoal donut. In posters, TV commercials on Facebook, and other places, the campaign shows a smiling woman in blackface makeup, bright pink lipstick, and a jet black 1950s beehive hairstyle holding up a bitten black donut. The slogan reads, "Break every rule of deliciousness." Now, in case you don't know, most other countries are rationally thinking and have a sense of humor when it comes to what they can and can't say. They're not all as cowed as the morally corrupt United States of America. The campaign has not ruffled anyone in Thailand, the story reads, where it's common for advertisements to use racial stereotypes. A Thai brand of household mops and dustpans called Black Man uses a logo of a smiling black man in a tuxedo and bow tie. One Thai skin whitening cream runs television commercials that say white skin people have better job prospects than those with dark skin. And then there's an herbal Thai toothpaste that says its dark colored product is, quote, black but good. Hours before the apology was issued, the Dunkin' Donuts headquarters dismissed the criticism in Thailand as paranoid American thinking. Absolutely ridiculous. What's the big fuss? What if the product was white and we painted someone white? Would that be racist? And they go on to say, I'm sorry, this is a marketing campaign and it's working very well for us. So basically, the Thailand owner of the Dunkin' Donut franchise said, hey, we like this product. We don't see a problem with it. It's working for us. This is paranoid delusion. It's not racist. We can say what we want to say. No one's offended here. But the Americans know better, of course, and they're apologizing on behalf of their Thailand affiliates. Very interesting. Interesting dynamic there. Just goes to show that not everybody's so really insane as their American counterpart.
I hope I'm not taking anything away from Courtney's section tonight, but I'm just going to mention about the so-called double standard, the giant hypocrisy I see here in the black community. You know, me and Courtney and James were talking about earlier about some different kinds of food, Southern food. I'm not going to say what it was. But how many times have I heard 1,000, 10,000, a million times blacks bragging about the food they eat? You know, they talk about, you know, collard greens and grits and stuff. They're always talking about it being their specialty food. They'll talk about it forever, but you let. But if one of us says something about chitlins, fried chicken, or something like that, or watermelon being associated with blacks, they go to pieces and say we're racist. But when they do it, they're bragging about their stinking soul food. You know, I think that's just a giant hypocrisy. White people can't win. I've even heard the blacks talk about somebody being an Oreo cookie. You know, that's a food. An Oreo cookie, if you don't know, is somebody who's black on the outside but white on the inside. They call them house ends, and if you know what I'm talking about. And that's another thing. The blacks could sit there and call each other the N-word all day, all stinking day. I hear it all the time on the job. I hear it everywhere I go. But you let a white person even mention that, and even the educated blacks on TV I saw, I don't remember what show it was. It was one of these highfalutin talk shows that they have all women on. She's supposed to have, you know, these 15 college degrees, and she just went to pieces when the lady was talking about, you know, when she used the N-word. And she said, oh, you mean I can't use the N-word because I'm white? And she said, yeah, basically because you don't know how to say it. But, yeah, I was trying to make a point, James, to just the incredible stupidity. And I think it's more stupidity and hypocrisy and more of having a chip on your shoulder. I think what it is, these blacks, they feel inferior, and so they try, you know, and they feel insecure, and they just go off. They're just hypersensitive towards so-called racism.
We're going to take a break and go to beauty school when we come back. Miss America and Miss Alaska will be the topics of discussion. Stay tuned.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend.
All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com, your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Oh yeah, I tell you something, I think you'll understand. Can I say that something?
Everybody, welcome back to the show. It's an all Beatles night now, thanks to Sam Bushman, who's quarterbacking this thing from the network in Utah. Lots of Beatles tunes tonight in honor of our featured guest, I guess you could say, and certainly our esteemed visitor, Courtney from Alabama. Eddie and I playing Good Cop, Bad Cop. Eddie, he drew the short stick and had to be the one that complimented the physical attributes. I compliment the mental. All of it's true. And it just, you know, you would expect that from someone who listens to this show. You would expect them to be both bright and beautiful, and I have not yet met one yet that wasn't. Or in the case of the gentleman, handsome. All good-looking, morally upstanding people. Miss America. Let's go to Miss America, Pappy. You know, not much to say about the new Miss America. In fact, Andy Nowicki, who has been on the show a few times, said it best and said it succinctly in a column for AlternativeRight.com. I'll read it and then we'll go to a couple of other things. And then third hour is going to be all Courtney. And I'll tell you this, Courtney has prepared more for her 1 hour on the radio. She's actually spent about 3 hours, at least that I've witnessed, an hour before the show and the first hour and a half of the show, preparing for what she's going to say in the third hour. She spent more time preparing for the third hour than I've spent in the last 3 years of shows. But we're going to get to her in the third hour, so stay tuned, folks. We're trying to build her up for her grand radio debut. Miss America, though, by Andy Nowicki. And this is what he had to say. In case you don't know, an Indian woman won Miss America, naturally. And she is attractive. I mean, for an Indian woman, she's very attractive. I mean, she's thin and looks good. But here's what he had to say. So out of 50 hot women, they went with the most foreign-looking one of the book, mighty white of them. Yes, that's right. In case you hadn't heard, Miss America has gone out of its way to acknowledge the ethnic other this year. Out of the typical bevy of beaming babes putting themselves on display in that adorably pre-feminist manner, widely grinning, regally waving, strutting their formidably sexy stuff in sparkling evening dresses and curve-hugging bikinis and guilelessly delivering vapid answers to stupid questions from the judges. In the best of beauty pageant tradition, of course, the assessors of the 2013 event, which included the out-of-the-closet in-sinker Lance Bass, I mean, what does he know about women anyhow, chose the one from New York, the exotic-flavored chickadee of the litter, a 24-year-old named Nina Davaluri. The subtext of the decision, take that, white America, suck it, ye of Caucasian dissuasion, you mad bro, etc. As might be expected, not everyone in the hinterlands of America is pleased with the outcome of the annual spectacle. In the aftermath of the crowning of the dark-haired, dark-eyed Dravidian beauty as the new Miss America, it seems that some nefarious tweeters have pitched a fit over Miss Davaluri's victory, in turn prompting media types to do what they do best, that is, to bemoan the ugly and conspicuous racism of middle American whites. Nowhere do the shocked judges and outraged scribblers acknowledge that the collective decision to name her Miss America amounted almost certainly to a deliberate provocation designed to achieve just such a response, a massive red flag waved by self-appointed bigot baiters. Then again, Andy Nowicki continues, I think people shouldn't get too bent out of shape about something like this. Who cares, really? Again, it's just a beauty pageant, a thing of sound and fury and drama, of fake smiles and phony adulation, of catty subplots and canny backbiting,
of shamelessly flaunted TNA, classed up like cheesecake. Entertaining, yes, but ultimately signifying nothing. Whining about the winner not looking like us is beneath us. It makes us seem small, querulous, and petty. Why not be nice to the Indian girl? It's not her fault, after all, that she became a prop to advance the trendy anti-white attitudes among the liberal elite. In fact, displaying such behavior pretty much plays into the enemy's hands. We must resist being baited and uphold our dignity in the face of scurrilous taunts. However, we ought not be too naive to acknowledge that this woman's coronation, however trivial, does indeed amount to another grim portent of our times. Give the girl her due, but at the same time, don't be deluded as you continue to tread warily through the troubled waters. It's only going to get worse before it gets better. That was Andy Nowicki's commentary in its entirety regarding the new Miss America, who, of course, was non-white, as she had to be, to fit into the dogma of our times. Pappy has something to say about this.
I'm going to say the information James is reading comes, I'm sure these so-called tweets, the reports of the tweets came from established media. I would like to, I would like to really see those tweets. I don't believe anything that comes over the mass media. Here's what they'll do. They'll say, oh, we got 100,000 tweets, probably some of the South, going off on the lady because she was not, Caucasian. Well, I highly doubt that. I think this is in fact, I'm going to go on the line again and say that I would bet that it's just the news media trying to stir up the crap again, just like they did with the Zimmerman trial down there in Florida, James. I wouldn't believe anything they said. Maybe they got tweets. Maybe they got five or six tweets, but probably they didn't, James. I don't trust those lying snakes.
That very well could be the case, Eddie. And nevertheless, even if it was legitimate, as Andy Nowicki commented, and he's quite right. I mean, it is beneath us to get upset about that. It is trivial. At the same time, we should be aware of our dispossession, and we should know that it's occurring and do what we can to combat it. But, anybody that would overzealously get bent out of shape over something like that were, in fact, baited, and the media got the response that they hoped for. You know, they wanted people to react like that so they could further jeer them. But, look, Andy Nowicki nailed it across the board.
James, I'm not an expert on Miss America, but not too many years ago, I think it was Courtney, probably the lady from California became Miss America, and she made some kind of an outlandish statement about Christianity, said she was, professed her Christianity, and she was just barbecued over that. And she also, they asked her what she thought about, I believe, about gay rights, homosexual rights, and she said she didn't approve of it, and she was just roasted over that. But, you can bash someone for being a Christian or for having morals, which we all have morals in this studio. If you profess your Christianity, your Christian faith, and your morals, you're going to be toast. But God forbid if you talk to somebody about somebody being skin color other than black.
That being said, Eddie, why don't you come over here and take a gander at the new Miss Alaska? Now, what would you guess is the ethnic demography of Alaska, the racial demography? I mean, you'd have to guess 98% white, right? In Alaska. Well, there's Miss Alaska. And look, I mean, the thing is, Miss Alaska, if you haven't noticed, and you go to thepoliticalcesspool.org and you can see a picture of her, this has really gotten a large and wide response from our audience. And she's black. And I said this in the very post. Her name is, this is Miss Alaska 2013. She represented Alaska in the Miss America contest last month, during which the Indian lady we were just talking about won. Her name is Michelle Taylor, and she very well may be a fine woman by all standards of measurement. I mean, she may be a very good person, and I hope that she is. And I sincerely hope that she enjoys a very happy and successful, prosperous life. But, the selection of her as Miss Alaska takes pandering to a whole new level. I mean, the feminists have really won in taking beauty out of beauty contests. Let's face it, not every woman, no matter how good they are inside, where it counts, not every one of them can be a physical specimen of beauty. And again, this woman may be a very fine human being. And again, I wish her happiness. But she's not a beauty contest winner. I mean, she's certainly not the winner of the entire state Miss America sanctioned pageant. She's just not. And it's not because she's black. She's not attractive. And you say, well, that's in the eye of the beholder, so on and so forth. Well, come on. Look at the picture, folks. It's pandering. And I didn't pick an unflattering picture. I picked the picture of her being crowned. But you can look at others and you know, you'll get the same stuff. But I'm old enough to remember when beauty contests actually rewarded beauty. This is, you know, what it's come down to. Every single semblance of our institutions have been perverted. Everything is thrown out the door and, you know, for political correctness. When we get back, we had talked about bringing Courtney on at the top of the third hour. I want to get a female, feminine perspective on something that certainly people like Eddie and I couldn't possibly comment on, and that's beauty contest. We're going to get her take on Miss America and Miss Alaska when we come back. Courtney from Alabama, folks, waiting in the wings.
Cesspool, right after these messages here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Ladies and gentlemen of our Liberty Roundtable audience, we invite you to consider joining us. We use the services of George Costello and Utah Document Solutions. They are your authorized Xerox sales agent. We've been experiencing great service, pricing, and results, and we've gotten to know George and his team at Utah Document Solutions, your authorized Xerox sales agent. We were facing a huge increase from our former supplier, and we've been pleased to enjoy great service and an even lower cost of our documents. We recommend that you check with George to see if he can save you money like he has for us. Call George at 801-216-4816. He is your authorized Xerox sales agent. The number again, 801-216-4816.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, there, folks, you heard a song from the greatest band of the 1960s, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, with all due respect to the Beatles. All right, we have now joining us a little bit earlier than previously planned, in all seriousness, and I know we've been joking around tonight and having a good time, a true lady, a true Southern Belle, Courtney from Alabama, who will be no stranger to those who read our blog and certainly those who comment on the blog, joining us now live in the studio for the first time. Courtney, welcome to the show.
Thank you, James. I just wanted to say hi to some of my friends from the blog, White Dream Chaser, Mike, Wilburn Sprayberry is the new name he goes by. I hope I'm not leaving anybody out. Not Your Average Housewife. Who's the other one? Liberals Suck. I have a lot of friends on there, so I hope I'm not missing anybody. But I just wanted to say hi, and I always have a great time when I come to Memphis, and it's just a great experience. They're such gentlemen, and I'm having a good time being in the studio. So, anyways, you wanted me to comment on the Miss America story. Well, I remember getting a little discouraged with Miss America when, I guess that's the correct name for the pageant. I know they have so many pageants. They have Miss USA, Miss America. I think this was Miss America. But back in high school, it came down to this really tall, mannish, goofy feminist from Illinois and a petite, feminine, sweet Southern belle from South Carolina. And the feminist from Illinois ended up winning. And I remember from that point forward, I was just really upset with the pageant altogether and stopped watching it. And then I noticed they started voting on more minorities each year. And then also, when I was in college, there was this one pageant. It was one of those, Miss America or Miss USA. It was right after 9/11. And I remember Miss New York, just because of 9/11, you know, they pushed her much further into the pageant than she should have gone. I mean, she just wasn't that pretty. She was average looking. And just because of 9/11, you know, the judges felt sorry for her, so she was pushed forward much further into the pageant. She was in the top four, which was ridiculous, and I was afraid that she was going to win over Miss Tennessee. Thankfully, Miss Tennessee won. She was by far the most feminine and prettiest. And I'm not trying to make this into a North-South issue by any means, but that's just how it was those 2 years. The Southern women should have won. And so, and as far as this pageant goes this year, I mean, it's just interesting that the winner and the first runner-up were both non-white, both Asians. And, you know, and I guess if they really deserved it and they were really the prettiest and the most poised and, you know, I mean, I guess if they really deserved it, then I'd be all for them winning. But I just don't see what was so special about these two. And I don't know what it is. I guess it's because more and more judges are women and homosexuals, I guess. I don't know. But I'll hand the mic to James if he wants to respond to that.
Well, I think that's a pretty fair and accurate assessment coming from a rare woman in the studio. And so we wanted to certainly pick her brain about issues such as this, where this is something that's in her territory. But I think certainly it's pandering. It's another victory of feminism, as I said before the break. They've taken beauty out of the beauty contest. It's no longer a competition based upon the physical attributes of someone, but rather what would be the most political cesspool, the most politically correct choice to be made. But I guess, though, Courtney, we should celebrate the fact that at least Miss America and Miss Alaska were women. I mean, that's something. I mean, as we continue down the slippery slope, it should be something celebrated that women, regardless of whether or not they're beautiful, at least they're women, right? Because that's not the case of a recently held beauty contest that was held in Southern California. Listen to this story, folks. This is really, really bizarre.
2011, a milestone in South Orange County. For the first time ever, a transgender teen has been elected high school homecoming queen, and it happened in one of the more conservative areas of Southern California. Eyewitness News reporter Melissa McBride was there and talked to the new queen. She joins us live now in Westminster. Melissa.
Mark, good evening. Well, she attends Marina High School, which is in Huntington Beach, but they play their home football games here in Westminster. And for Cassidy Lynn Campbell, she cried tears of joy. This was a very emotional moment for this high school senior to be crowned homecoming queen. It's homecoming for the Marina High School Vikings. It's a big game for the football team, but the players aren't the only ones hoping to end the night victorious.
I'm nervous, anxious, every feeling in the world.
Cassidy Lynn Campbell is one of five students in the running for homecoming queen. She's the school's first transgender teen nominated to the court. Up until this year, she lived life as Lance Campbell. This video shows the transformation she makes daily in order to look how she feels inside.
Cassidy! Cassidy!
Fellow students have been supportive, and many of them have voted for Cassidy to be this year's homecoming queen.
She's the only one that I know that's been a transgender, and it would be pretty awesome.
I think it's really cool how like we allowed her like to run, and I just think it's a really good thing.
And the winner, Cassidy Lynn Campbell.
Cassidy received the most votes to earn the crown, a crown she didn't think was within reach, but now wears with her head held high.
I wasn't doing this for me. I was doing this for so many others. So many others around the nation.
I never would have thought in my lifetime that I'd see this. And it's wonderful. She really did it.
Cassidy says she's dealt with some negativity since she decided to run for homecoming queen. She says it's all fueled by ignorance.
They think that I'm just a boy doing this for fun, and I'm just a boy dressing up as a girl and trying to win a crown, when that is completely the opposite of what it is. You know, I have always seen myself as a girl.
She hopes her courage will inspire other transgender teens to live life without hiding who they are.
This could help one child or more, you know, or hundreds or thousands or millions, then it was more than worth it.
And Cassidy wants to thank all the students who voted for her. She says that she's also thankful to the teachers and the staff at Marina High for their support and understanding. Reporting live in Westminster, I'm Melissa McBride, ABC 7 Eyewitness News.
All right, Melissa, thank you.
All right, folks, holy hell. We only have a few minutes left. Where to even start with this story? I mean, this makes the selections of Miss America and Miss Alaska just pale in comparison. I mean, first of all, let's look at the plumbing, as I'm being told in this case. But listen to the news report, that two-minute news report that was on a very major affiliate in Southern California. They call it a milestone that this boy run as, and I don't even think that he's technically transgender. I don't know, at least it didn't say, that he's had any sex change operations. If you see the footage, which we're going to post on the Political Cesspool's website next week, you will see this boy putting on a wig and putting on makeup and dressing as a woman. So I don't even know if that technically qualifies as a transgender. That's more like cross-dressing. But they say that the first word, it's a milestone, as if it's something to be celebrated or something good. It's not. It's sad. It's pathetic. That's what it is. And I'll be the first one to say it. And then the news reports referred to this man, this 17, 18-year-old student, as a she. It's a man. It's a boy. His name is Lance. Just because he's cross-dresses and pretends to be a girl doesn't mean that he's Cassidy and all of a sudden has, you know, feminine plumbing, as we say. It's a boy putting on makeup. They say, you know, it's how she, quote-unquote, she feels. Well, how this person feels is more is of a determinant than their DNA and their physical anatomy. And then you hear these sick, lemming-like students who so want to be held in high esteem and high regard as progressives in the eyes of the perverted media. Oh, it's really cool that she's running. It's a good thing. Well, it's not. And then it goes on, you know, this person's crying tears of joy. But if you're opposed to this, if you think it's anything other than great, it's only because you're ignorant. You're ignorant. Only ignorance would lead you to being opposed to something as sick and perverted and demented as this. You know, that kind of enabling is not helping this person. It's harming them. This person needs serious and intensive psychological treatment, and it would probably start with decent parenting. But look, I'll be the one that says the emperor has no clothes here. This is absolutely morally bankrupt. It's a story. I don't hate this person. You say if you disagree with this sort of behavior, you're either ignorant or you just hate them. You hate them. If you didn't hate them, you would applaud them. I don't hate this person at all. I pity them. If anything, I pity a person that suffers from such an alternate reality. But so this is what, you know, this is a forecast into the future of the Miss America pageant. It won't be very long at all until men are winning Miss America, just as they have won this beauty contest in Southern California. And you can read that story and watch the footage, more importantly, at thepoliticalcesspool.org next week. Courtney from Alabama, you heard from her briefly. Another She's going to be the star of the show in the third hour. Stay tuned.
It's in the can, but don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.